Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉接你告诉你。
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. My name's Adam.
大家好，我是 Jenny。那最近呢，有朋友跟我们建议说，学英语嘛，很多人都有这个拖延症啊，所以你们能不能说说各种各样这种什么症，拖延症呀，选择障碍症呀，什么恐高症啊，这个英文怎么说啊？
Okay.
那首先我要跟大家说一下。首先要跟大家说一下，学英语真的很多人都会有拖延症，
是
procrastinating， 等明天、
yeah.
等明天、
right.
但如果你已经在听我们的节目，我觉得 you've made a great start.
That's right, absolutely.
你已经在学了，对吧？而且是在一种你很 enjoy 很喜欢的过程里面学。
That's right.
If you want to step up your efforts, 但是如果你想 double down on your efforts 学得更好的话呢，大家也可以升级账户，去学习每天都更新的开言英语的新课，而且是600多节已经发布的课，全英语的，都是很实用的场景啊。
嗯，
好，那先说一下这个不同的症。其实在中文里面像这个拖延症啊什么的，它应该不是一个病理上面的症
right,
是吧？但是英文呢，你说到可能病理上面的症，它是有一个词是作为一个suffix。
We have phobia.
Phobia、就是一种恐惧。
Right.
So there are many different kinds of phobias、and like clinically diagnosed phobias.、
Right.
但我们今天要讲的很多可能就是日常生活中 like we've conjured up, we've given different state of mind.States of mind、these names 比如前面说的这个拖延症、英语里面它不叫什么什么 phobia
Right, that's just procrastinating
Just procrastinating、you can say 比如说 someone is a procrastinator
Right There's one thing I'd just like to mention about procrastinating if I can、often, of course we use this word procrastinate But usually what we will say is you put something offuntil later,、or until tomorrow, until next week.
就是你如果说这个东西我们拖一拖，你不会说 let's procrastinate
right,
on
right.
that.
Let's procrastinate.
对吧？就是在 procrastinate 是 do not、procrastinate any longer.
Right, exactly.
不要再拖延了。Stop procrastinating,、是这样的、不要怎么怎么。或者就是说 a procrastinator 形容一个人。
Like me?
I didn't say that. 我觉得你还是挺有行动力的。You always have a sense of urgency.
Yeah, gotta go, gotta go.
对 ,you're always on top of things, really. 但如果你一直想 follow 我们的公众号又没 follow, stop procrastinating, guys. 今天就 follow 一下。It takes half a second, literally. 然后你可以找到很多很多我们精彩的帮你学英语的资源、还有我们优惠的升级账户的这个 deal, 这个discount 啊。好，那我们继续再说说这个证。Adam, 你说你的中国朋友经常会说你的是什么选择障碍症、是吧
Yes, yes.、so we were trying to look for a fun word for this.
In English?
But there really isn't a fun word for it. It's just indecisive.
That really is.
There's nothing fun about it. It says, oh, I could do this, I could do that. And...
对，所以一个人如果去饭店，他看的那个菜单 menu 要研究很久，就是还不知道吃什么。You just say they're so indecisive.
Yeah.
但是好像英语里有一个说法，就是什么 on the fence.
On the fence, yeah. The,
但是你不能说，比如一个人有什么选择障碍症。
I'm on the fence between the chicken and the fish.
对，那个用法有点怪。
Yeah, a little bit, but.
What about this word? Waffling.
I'm waffling. Yeah, waffling sounds good.
Waffling. 就是华夫那个 waffle.
Yeah.
但这里是个动词，你可以说 I'm waffling.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. 比如说和 Adam 出去吃饭，他永远不知道，就不能 he can't decide.
Can't do it.
你可以说 oh, come on, you're waffling again.
Yeah.
Adam's waffling again.
Yep.
但是这个 可以变成一个 waffler 吗
waffler I guess yeah I, maybe yeah
really 但是反正动词这个 waffling 是可以用的啊 this we're very sure of好那接下来呢我们要说的一些症是真的是 I think they're clinically diagnosed、
mm.
就是都以什么什么 phobia 做结尾的、
mm.
嗯而且呢是可能生活中比较常见的啊、mm. For example, the fear of heights.
Right, that's right. So we do have another word for that,、
mm.
which we call acrophobia.
Acrophobia.、Mm. 我遇见过好几个外国男的、
mm.
他都是这个 acrophobia
really
都是 fear of heights、
mm.
而且我怎么 find out 的都是比如什么去浦东一个很高的楼、
right.
然后他们就不敢上去后来去以后就说头很晕、
mm.
后来我想可能是因为 like Shanghai is a very vertical city、
mm-hmm.
对吧上海就是那种高的楼很多因为人口很多
yeah,
就是可能也、yeah. 我们从小住高楼什么也比较习惯然后但国外这些比较少吧像我老公他就是我们什么去了几次浦东很高的楼上面那个观光厅什么的、mm. 他就上去 like he will literally sweat、
wow.
and be very very anxious、mm. 然后他一上去就会想要下来、
oh, okay.
然后他就会说 oh I'm experiencing vertigo、
oh.
这个也是一个挺好的说法 vertigo
vertigo yeah
vertigo 就是因为很高然后你会觉得很晕
very dizzy right
very dizzy 对吧、mm-hmm. you lose your balance sure 是的你可以说 I'm experiencing vertigo
sure and、mm. even if you don't、have that feeling just from going up you might have that feeling when you look down、
oh.
like all of the very big、you know the big towers、mm. you know all like, even in Canada we have the CN Tower、
mm-hmm.
you can look down
Mm.
And then when you look down, it's the same dizzy feeling. It's called vertigo.
如果晕船呢比如 you're on a boat, 什么、mm. 然后你很晕 can you use vertigo?
No, it's for a boat, we usually call it seasick.
Seasick,
yeah,
对
seasick.
就是、晕船 seasick.、Right. Airsick.
Or airsick, yeah.
晕机、mm. 对吧那既然说到飞机、也有一些人会很怕坐飞机。
Oh, yes. Yeah, they have a fear of flying. That's what we would...just say, you know,、to each other on the street, but we do have another old word for it, which is aerophobia.
Aerophobia,、
yeah.
就是 A-E-R-O, 然后 phobia.、
Right.
Aero 就是 like aviation 和
right, flying.
飞行有关的啊。So, yeah, Adam made a great point there.、就是口语里面比如一个人说我有恐高症或者我很怕坐飞机可能就会说 I'm afraid of heights,、mm. I'm afraid of flying,、
yep.
or a fear of,
yeah,
I have a fear,
I have a fear of
something.、
Right.
但是呢我们今天也给了你比较 technical 的一些、mm. 名词比如 acrophobia,、
sure.
aerophobia,、还有像我其实就是不敢游泳、
mm.
就是浅一点的游泳池可以但是其实我不会游泳、
oh.
就是浅一点的游泳池、
okay.
我起码套个救生圈我觉得 OK 但你让我到深一点的地方即使你给我一个 lifesaver 一个救生圈我也会就是很害怕、
oh.
所以这个是 hydrophobia
hydrophobia、okay.
对 hydro 就是水的意思、
right.
嗯、
wow so I think I'm very lucky then because when I was very young my father and my uncle just threw me into the water
Mm.
So it doesn't matter if you are afraid of water or not, you deal with it.
You know? 嗯，是是是。好，那我们说到现在，我觉得这几个 phobia 在口语里面，大家可能都是说，I'm afraid of, 比如 water, heights、mm. 比较多。但是呢，下面要说的这个 phobia， 我觉得是口语里人家也会用的， mm. 就是 claustrophobia.
Yeah, that's much more、commonly used than its meaning, which is a fear of small spaces, or in another word is enclosed spaces.
对，所以 claustrophobia 的意思就是、mm. 如果是一个关闭密闭的空间、
mm.
你会很不安很、
right.
害怕。
Sure. So like an elevator, for example. Some people get really uncomfortable in the elevator.
或者坐什么 subway or bus,
sure.
They get very claustrophobic.
Right, exactly.
刚刚我说的 claustrophobic, 那就是这种 phobia, 你把后面的 a 换成 c 的话呢、它就变成了一个形容词。
That's right.
就是形容你有这个
That phobia.
对 你有这个恐惧症啊。Adam, 刚刚说的 claustrophobia, 比如说地铁或者 bus 上面 it's very crowded.
Right.
There are a lot of people. Can you say I'm claustrophobic?
Probably wouldn't be claustrophobic because remember I said enclosed spaces. I know the subway is enclosed. But even the subway station, there's a lot of people there. So you probably wouldn't say claustrophobic. We would probably say agoraphobic.
Agoraphobic.
So agoraphobia.
That's referring to a fear of just lots of people, right?
It's the fear, the original meaning is the fear of the public
space.
Space, exactly.
公共空间、
yes.
就会引起这种恐惧。但是好像现在也是说就那种很拥挤的 very crowded、
right.
Space, places will make you anxious.
Well, that's the funny thing is, you know all of these words, phobia, agora, hydra, all the words we've said all come from Greece, ancient Greece. But I don't, sorry.
都是那个希腊文。
Right.
谢谢。
So I don't think that any, you know, of these Greek speakers could imagine that there is a country like China with so many people on the subway. So I don't know if the word could apply to people mountain, people sea, obia.
People mountain, people sea, obia. 好，那我们最后要说的这个 phobia 呢，就是最近英国脱欧的 Brexit。
OK。
然后呢，美国又有 presidential election，然后 Donald Trump 就是好像两边都有一些，就对于 immigration， 对于移民啊，对于外国人会有一些恐惧。
Right. We call this xenophobia.
所以这个词在今年的英语媒体里我觉得也是出现的频率很高啊。我还记得我刚开始学这个词的时候对学了以后就不太怎么用到就大学的时候因为我们俩都是读那个国际关系、
right.
So like as policy majors you will learn this right
yeah it comes up right away
history 对 xenophobia xenophobic But unfortunately, this year, I think with what's happening around the world now, you do see the rise of xenophobia in a lot of places. See, xenophobia, X-E-N-O, xeno,
xeno, yeah.
然后加上 phobia, 它的意思就是对于外来人、外国人的一种恐惧、
sure.
是吧、
So lucky for me, nobody in China really has this feeling.Chinese people are always very welcoming and happy.
对对对，就不是这种 xenophobic
right, exactly.
情绪啊。好，那我们今天说了很多这个恐惧症，我们有没有漏掉什么呢？想知道的都可以在留言里面问我们。Okay, thanks for listening. 已经跟大家说了再见，但后来节目剪好，我又听的时候发现我漏说了两个很重要的恐惧症，而且很多人有一个呢，就是强迫症。一个就是密集恐惧症。好，先说强迫症啊，这个的英语叫做 obsessive compulsive disorder。obsessive compulsive disorder。那 disorder 的意思呢，就是一种异常、不正常。那么 obsessive compulsive 的意思呢 ，obsessive 就是你对一件事情非常的轴，然后非常的那个着迷入迷，然后 compulsive 其实就是你强迫性的会要去做一件事，所以连在一起呢，就变成了强迫症。obsessive compulsive disorder 如果你觉得这个词太长的话其实口语里面也经常被简化成 OCD 是一个有强迫症的人可以说、I've got OCD or you can say someone has got OCD 像我自己呢就有一点点的 I'm slightly OCD 这就是为什么我听了节目以后觉得这个没说我一定要加进来 because that's part of my obsessive compulsive disorder 还有一个密集恐惧症呢这个词里面就会有我们那个 phobia 的后缀它叫做 trypophobia
我觉得每个人应该都会有吧。So it's an intense fear of, you know, little holes or bumps, 就一点点的那种小小洞洞呀、小孔啊，聚集在一起就会让你 intensely uncomfortable, 而且会制造什么？你全身起鸡皮疙瘩啊，英语鸡皮疙瘩，他们叫鹅皮疙瘩，叫 goosebumps. So when you see images of little holes or clustered together, 全聚集在一起的小洞洞 ，you get goosebumps all over yourself. 我现在说了以后。我自己好像都头皮发麻。好，今天的这些说到这儿，那大家有什么问题？你有什么样的phobia? 你有什么样的 disorder? Do you have a case of OCD or maybe trypophobia? Or you're a procrastinator? Let us know in 开言英语。好，我们微信公众号见喽。